Why not?
Eat meat with blood in it.
Because it sounds revolting. But that. This is from the story of Noah and the covenant with Noah after the flood. Genesis 9, verse 4. But you must not eat meat which has its lifeblood still in it. And the further question there was, is this for hygiene or for other reasons? Well, I believe it could be for hygiene. It's wonderful that sometimes God's laws, which are there for a sort of symbolic or cultic purpose, are also very practical and very, very healthy. One of the problems with pigs, for example, is known that you've got to be very careful about how you cook them and so on. And so that seems to be one of the reasons why some of those animals weren't right to be eaten then. But I think it has to be more than that. There's lots of evidence that fertility rites in some of the surrounding cultures, and still today, included the idea of drinking blood. If you drink the blood from an animal, you get its strength. You become like the animal, and so on. And God intended that his people avoid those pagan rites. And although we know that this is a record of what happened back then, we have to remember that it was written and probably recorded and read, first of all, by the Jews as they were going into the Promised Land and Canaan. That was probably when they would have first have heard the book of Genesis actually written down and read to them, if it's recorded by Moses. And so it would have been really important for them to have known that actually this is something God has said from the beginning, that you mustn't be like these cultures around. They've gone away from what God has said. But perhaps most of all, we know that throughout the Bible, God is preparing for the wonderful sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. And that in God's dealings with mankind, blood was to have an incredible significance. And this was the beginning of that lesson, that blood demonstrates life in various ways. And so it is special. There's something special. There's something about that. Even with a child, it seems to be embedded in them. It's that sort of image, I think, that God is beginning even there to bring about in the human understanding of things. Then went on the question, I will demand an accounting from every animal. Explain. Chapter 9, verse 5. If for your lifeblood I will surely demand an accounting, I will demand an accounting from every animal. And I think the plain sense there is that if an animal were to kill or gore a human, then it must be put to death, because human life is a very precious thing, even more precious than any animal life. And I think that's something in our culture and with the things that go on at times and the things that are said about animal rights, to remember that the human life is the ultimate, made in the image of God. And that is something that is there. So if an animal kills a human, then they have to bear an accounting. They must, I believe, that means put to death, because in the next line, it says that also if a man takes the death of another man or person, then they need to be put to death. But I don't think we'll get into capital punishment just now. But I believe we need to take Scripture seriously, and that's another issue, perhaps.